Happy Thursday. This is DJ Risque coming to you live from San Rafael, California. I am at Dominican University live in the Penguin Radio studio room. I'm here today on this Thursday. It's been quite a lovely day today. Not too hot, not too cold. I had a wonderful night of sleep last night. That's magical, marvelous thing. There we go, I've got it out. All right, and I'd like to say I hope everybody, had a good night, is having a good start to their day. You're listening to DJ Risque, Coping on the Court. For me, that means, not only basketball, but this is how we get through our daily lives. Because obviously not all of us are student athletes, not all of us are just students, not all of us have full-time jobs and work. So, I'm not gonna subject myself to just one group of people. I just, maybe to help motivate somebody or, inspire somebody and maybe my story or, a little bit of what I say will, maybe relate to you in a little bit and, I don't know, maybe we can help each other. But today I'd like to talk a little bit about, I have three things I'd like to talk about today. A little bit about athletics, and in athletics I'll talk about basically about high school, how a lot of my segment today will be about high school and how high school, I think, affects certain people, how it affected me, academically, how it affected me athletically, obviously because I am here as a student athlete. I mean, I do say student first because I have you get a little bit older, you realize what really matters. And as much as I do love basketball, basketball is a stepping stone. It is a passion, but ultimately it's a great hobby to get you to the opportunities that you'd like to have, or maybe some things that you would like to work on inside of yourself. I know being a lot of an athlete, honestly practicing anything takes dedication and, hard work and grit. So I would like to say, really any athlete, any sport, any, dance, cheer, anything that you do, even studying. I think that's incredible. Obviously, you have to have dedication and focus to obviously pass your classes, to study for a test. If you're going to play in a game, it's just same thing as, taking a test in class. You got to study, you got to prepare, you've got to put in the time. And that is essentially what makes you successful. How well can you focus? How well can you be motivated enough to do what you got to do to get the job done? And that's very important, I think. And as I say that brings up some thoughts to myself. Another thing that I'm learning being in college, is in my segment is Coping on the Court, but in my life, and especially in my life, actually it's my show, so it's my life, but for me it's funny how much really basketball and being a student athlete is, I can almost apply it to any situation that I'm having in life, and it's actually really miraculous that I love the fact that I can make references to certain points of our life, like even working at a restaurant. For me, I worked at a restaurant for a long time, and I thought it was always very interesting that just as athletes, we think it's funny that we look up to, people in the NBA and any sport. I'm sorry, I'm just a basketball player, so I'll say the NBA, NFL, anybody in football, or anybody in school or anything like that. It's quite powerful that, it's all about what amount of effort do you want to put in? How much time are you willing to dedicate yourself to making your craft interesting, or being the best that you can be in your hobby or your craft? Honestly, it could be anything. It could be reading a book. It could be doing anything you'd like to do. It's all about love. Does it make you happy? Does it does it make you happy? Is it enough for... Is it enough for... We don't want that. I apologize. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why. Is it working? I may have pressed a button. All right, well, I will just continue here with my show. I would actually like to get on my my topic of today. I like to talk about high school and what that really what that did for me. And I would just like to say, I would start by saying, you know, I went to a small smaller school in California. I'll say that. And being able to stay in California and being here and at Dominican University. Fortunately, I am about 2 hours away, and it's very interesting to see, you know, what. How our expectations and how our lives are dealt with us, how we react to that. And that would be I had spent a long time at a junior college, and that really, obviously, for at junior college, it was I was at home, so it was harder for me. It was harder for me to be able to adjust. Sorry, guys, I'm having a problem here with my my recording here. Sorry, I'll go back to what I was saying. So I would like to say that back to high school. I apologize. You know, everybody has a dream, and for me, my dream was to go to. Honestly, it's quite funny. All of us kids. I'm 5'5". I'm a basketball player. I mean, if you know anything about basketball, you might want to laugh. But for me, basketball, you know, it was always my escape. And growing up and being able to, you know, just go to the park and be able to play basketball and. You know, just in my escape with my, you know, my brothers and my brothers and my neighbors. You know, we'd walk down to the school and we'd just play basketball together, and we'd play football, and it was amazing. And it was amazing, and that also formed my dream. You know, that I wanted to be. I wanted to be in the WNBA, you know, I wanted to be, as funny as that may be, I think I always wanted to be in the WNBA, and, you know, I've kind of got over the realization that, you know, I'm not 6 foot tall, so it's kind of, difficult, I don't really want to say I'm not putting any excuses on myself, you know. Being short isn't nothing, you know. Lots of guys even get into the NBA, and it's very interesting that how it really forms your opinion, actually. I just really didn't know how to word that, but I believe that. And especially growing up and, you know, playing. So I played basketball in elementary school. As soon as I could walk, elementary school, high school, junior college, and now I'm at a university. And in all those experiences, it's miraculous of It literally, it's all about how much work you put in. It's all it's about. How bad do you want it? How badly do you want whatever you are doing? And that is the biggest part of success, I believe. Is how much you know, how can you harness your focus? You know, how good are you at you know, really zeroing in? And although as much as I do say that, I think it's very important, you know, to be balanced and to have in your own mind, you need to have what, you know, what makes you happy. And being a student athlete, there's a lot of stress, and I know that everybody's life is, you know, they've got a lot of stress. We've got, you know, our support, our people, the ones that we've got relationships with, the people that we've loved. And then we've got, you know, other relationships, people that we've got to respect, you know, like our teachers and our classmates and our bosses and our employees or our co-workers. And it's very interesting that the respect level, how well we work with other people and how we communicate and how that really makes things effective. But back to school, it's I love, well, being a student athlete and the school aspect of it, it's, for me personally, school has always been, you know, I wasn't the kid that my perfect example for you, my favorite subject used to be PE. Oh, you know, there's the only real class I ever really got an A in of growing up. I remember the first time I was ever on honor roll was seventh grade, by the skin of my teeth, and that was pretty incredible. It was a good feeling, but it's funny, you know, how basketball made me feel so powerful, and you know, school, how, you know, it's honestly just how different people are wired. You know, I never, and it's always hard for me to like remember dates and, you know, names and. But I'm the kind of person, you know, I could be in the heat and I could play basketball or run and play sports for hours. But as soon as you get me in a classroom, you know, to sit down, it's hard for me to sit down for more than 45 minutes, you know. And then it's just funny how the things that we care about, how they really drive us and motivate us. Like, how did I get an associate's degree? Because I bit the whatever, the sock or whatever, and I just did it. I did what it needed. I did what it took to, you know, get my degree. I did what it took to, you know, do the little things that I needed to do. Even when, you know, I doubted myself and there was other people to doubt me, and for me, it bugged me that maybe I had some doubt in myself. But, you know, it's the things that you've accomplished, you know, as soon as, you know, you set the goal and maybe you get close and then, I don't know, you fall down, so then you get discouraged. But just think, like, I remember I was in junior college, and I just started playing ball. I didn't play right out of high school, like I always dreamed of doing, getting a basketball scholarship. But I was playing at a junior college, and a little bit about the story. The high school that I went to, there's actually when I was starting and starting on the spot on the team, we got a new player, and she was a freshman on the varsity team, and that doesn't happen where we were from, but she was. And it was funny because she took my starting spot, and I was a sixth person off the bench. But Matt, it's crazy what that, just looking back, and that's an excuse for me, you know, why I didn't continue to play ball. But didn't complete to play ball right out of high school. Obviously, I did continue to play ball, but I was discouraged. I didn't know why, you know. She was like 5 inches taller than me, 3 years younger. It's like, okay, what, your mommy and daddy can pay for you to train and all these nice gear and all these shoes? What was, that doesn't make you better than me. You're taller than me, that makes you better? No. It's funny how, you know, after I look back at it, especially looking back at it now, because I didn't play basketball. So right out of high school, the very first year, I did enroll in junior college, so I was going to school, but I was not playing basketball. I was pretty much working full-time. I had two jobs outside of school, and was going to school full-time, had 12, I think I had 14 units at the time. Two jobs, 14 units, and I was actually I was picked up at first by a select soccer team. So a basketball player was playing soccer. When I had no experience, I hadn't played soccer since elementary school. And he says, hey, we need a goalie for our soccer team. And you seem bored. Would you like to play? And I said, absolutely. I am actually kind of bored. I'm not playing any sports right now. I'm typically a basketball player, but I could play soccer. And so I played soccer for a while. And that was definitely an interesting experience as well. Being able to, it's all about adaptation, really. It's not, obviously basketball was my sport, but it's what did I make of it, you know? And I really, and it's what I made of it. I did a little bit extra training to be the goalie, you know, to do what I needed to do to be successful and make me enjoy it. And that's what I did. I had to find something that I enjoyed, but, and then the same job that I had worked when I got picked up for soccer, my former basketball coach at the junior college, she came in for dinner one night and she said that she just wanted me to play. She said, Taylor, I want you to come out to the basketball team. I want you to be on our team. And I said, okay, when do you want me to start, coach? And she said, tomorrow, the next day. So after that, that's when I started to play where I played, junior college. And there was a setback, but I'm going to take a very short break. I will be right back. You are listening to DJ Risque, Coping on the Court, and I am going to put on a very lovely song for you. This song makes me think of my girlfriend, and it makes me very happy. And if you've got goals for somebody, or you know you've got future plans, you treat that person how you want to be treated. That's all I want to say. It's very important to treat people how you want to be treated, and boy oh boy am I so blessed that, you know, somebody loves me and wants to, you know, spend their time with me and make me happy. So I like to play a song that makes me very happy, and I hope y'all enjoy it as well. DJ Risque will be right back.
Getting engaged is like is the first hill of the roller coaster, and you hear those clicking, the loud sound, it's really violent metal, chunk, 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 and you go, what's going on here, you know? Boy, this thing's really, really goes high. And then you go over the top. The wedding is at the top. You go over the top, is the wedding, and then you're just screaming.
Well, even if you make plans, you never think you're really ready for marriage.
No, it's like any growth. You can't be ready for it because it's growth. It's going to be new. It's going to be new. You're going to have a new life. You're going to be a new person.
Could make you wait forever, for forever. This is forever.
If there's a question of my heart, you got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans.
Making plans.
Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans.
Making plans.
Baby, I've been making plans for
my success and pilot. I made it. Look, I'll admit it, albeit pathetic, that I'm in my late 20s, still never been to a wedding. Cause the idea of that lobby empty, do not sit with me well. It's not your fault they try to get me, cause I'ma need the sales, cause I'm selfish. And I need you to myself, trying to see you afloat, but don't want to see you sail, cause I failed. I see you about to cry, cause when I enter they city, they leave without their pride. I'm sorry, are you staring at my comments, fearing it's gonna always be you sharing me with all them. Wrong, how dare I say ignore them. Preparing for that day, I leave you here and switch you for them. It's hard, you know, temptation and all. Bitches out here trying to see if my relationship's strong. Get a place in the charts, so run away from your heart. Gave this music my all, nothing is sacred no more. I'm wrong, but I'm promising you better though.
And your friends saying let them go. And we ain't getting any younger. I can give them now, but I can promise you forever. No.
That's right. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. Hey, if that's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans. Oh, love. Baby, I've been making plans for you. Baby, I've been making plans.
Really should I have a role?
Baby, I've been making plans for you.
Really should I have a role?
Yeah.
You have a new love. I'll admit it, let me be hypothetical. If the day I find a woman, I'd probably be scared to share it. The idea of me finding love would run somebody off. And true, my wall could use some plaques, but still I got a flaws. Brush you off. Yeah, I'm kinda lost. Now I'm up in the club with a couple of move on. Sipping dark, good nigga, troubled heart. Went from falling in love to drunk and falling apart. This is hard. Trying to find some time to move on. Cause when we lost our baby, I got shady, shit got too dark. I'm sorry. And I thank you, baby, you strong. My ex before you married to you solo, I stay so long. Nah, good terms how that ended. But it surely put a dent on how I worry about this business. Off white picket fences, on flights with the children. On site stealing kisses, on off nights my intentions. But I plan to do it better though. But you still saying let it go. We ain't getting any younger. Women love me now, but in your eyes, she forever.
My heart, baby, wow. You got it. It don't belong to anyone but you. No. Hey, if there's a question of my love, you got it. Baby, don't worry, I got plans for you. Yeah, baby, I've been making plans.
Alrighty, I will stop that there. That is Matrimony by Wale and Usher. One of my personal favorites. I personally really, really like hip hop, and I'll call it baby making music. I hope that's not too much for the radio, but you know, I like music. You know, it's a little bit slower, and it's pretty funny. It's I've always you know, whenever I go to the gym and put music on, you know, to play basketball with myself, it's always like. So it's like common music. I don't know why. It's pretty funny. It's like whenever I try to get pumped up for something, I was like, common music. It's pretty funny. But sorry, after the break, you are back with DJ Risqué, my show, Coping on the Court, live from 2 to 3 on Thursdays. Hopefully, if you're listening now, this is when I will normally be. Just to recap, I've been talking a little bit about high school in primarily, you know, what high school in my experience and, you know, what that did for me, pretty much, you know, how I got where I am now. But the most important part, I think, about high school is, you know, it's, well, the most important part about life, you know, is we all go through things. It's, you know, how do we react to those things? I think that's the most fun thing for me to learn and explore. The older I get and the more experiences, you know, that I put myself through and that I go through, not necessarily that I put myself through, but you know, that I'm put through, how much we really grow and learn in uncomfortable situations. It's quite marvelous. But going back to what I was talking about before the break, I was talking a little bit about how I was out of high school. I did not, my dream was to get a scholarship and play basketball, but unfortunately that's not always how it works out. And I got picked up from, I was working at a little Mexican restaurant in my hometown, and my basketball coach actually showed up there, picked me up, says, Taylor, come out to practice and play. And I said, okay, when you want me to start, next day. So the year after that, we started playing because I had started about, it was, they were in the playoffs, so I was just, you know, practicing with them, going to practice and travel with them, but I never suits us up. It was what I call a red shirt. And then the next year would have been my freshman athletic year, my first year as actually playing. And it was still preseason, and it was about the last 10 minutes of practice, and I went up to block a shot, and I landed on her leg, and I actually broke my fibula. So my first year of college was kind of a learning process, let's go with that. I didn't want to say a disappointment because, you know, I had never broken a bone, and I mean, it's kind of cool to break a bone as much as it hurts and how much it's set back. But that's another learning experience, you know. I broke my collarbone and, you know, a couple fingers or toes, maybe my nose or two. But, you know, a leg, breaking your leg, that's a real experience. I'll tell you what, you know, especially anybody, man, who's in crutches or wheelchair, I have so much respect for you. I really do. Especially being an athlete and, you know, being blessed with always being active and mobile. I really have a lot of respect for people, you know, that are in wheelchairs or, you know, need a walker or crutches or, you know, any injury really. It's nothing that you wanted for yourself, and you've got to push through every day. Just remember, you know, try not to be too down on yourself. You got to let it heal, you know, give it time too. You don't want to rush it. The only reason I say that is because with my leg, I know it was a big controversy whether or not I'd be back for playoffs, and there was no way I was going to be ready or healthy. But I always had that hope in my head that maybe I would be, so I would, you know, get off my crutches and walk on my boots, or, you know, just do something stupid. And I feel like, you know, that could have messed me up for a while. But I feel like, legitimately, if you've got a problem, you know, you should probably take care of it, you know. You don't want to make it any worse. But back to, you know, the Sierra College, I did spend 4 years at a junior college, and so the first two were slightly discouraging. The third as well, because when I did break my leg, I was taking a math class, and math is my least favorite subject. Anything with the numbers that you have to add or subtract or do anything with is not my thing. So I try to stay away from numbers. But it's pretty interesting how, you know, how even when I was set back like that, even when my leg was broken and I failed a class, which set me back a whole another year. So I had found out after I broke my leg that over the summer I figured out that I got a D in my class, in my math class, and that made it, so if you get a D, you don't get, no, it was an F, it wasn't a D, because you get credits for Ds. It was an F. I got an F in my math class, failed it, got no credits. So turns out when I went to try to play the next season, it turns out that I was ineligible, because when I failed my math class, I didn't have enough credits to be eligible to play. So not only was I set back from when I had broke my leg, but I didn't even realize what I had done to myself, and it was so far ahead of time, you know. So I literally, I didn't even know that I was going to, I literally took myself out of basketball for a full year because I was so depressed about being my leg broken that I wasn't able to complete my class. So that set me back farther. Isn't that kind of ironic how, you know, I broke my leg, and that, you know, wouldn't you just think in your head that if you broke your leg, you may be able to focus a little bit better on your homework? But I don't know how that didn't work out, but for me it didn't work out. And well, I guess never working out with my homework, it's kind of a common theme in my life. But you know, it's just, it's the best word for it is ironic. It's really ironic how, you know, when we think the things that we do are going to help us, or they come back and bite us in the booty, or, you know, things that, you know, we think aren't going to help us and we don't do them, and that turns out to bite us in the booty. And that's also one of the biggest things that I'm learning about college, you know. It's living and learning. It's kind of astounding, really, how when we go through experiences or new things, It's interesting how we all react, you know, in our own way. For me personally, I'm a people person, so I like to know, like, whenever I'm upset, I don't really like to talk about it, but if I'm comfortable with somebody and I, you know, really need some answers, I will talk about it. And I think it's funny how, you know, I'm the type of person that if I'm upset, I will ask somebody so many questions. Like I want to know, like, oh, I have a couple friends here at Dominican, and two friends here. And one of my friends, she's so cool. But she's, it's something, you know, how you would never expect somebody to be who they are. You know, it's just, it's funny how I met this person. You know, we were literally sitting in class, and I'm telling you guys, the high school that I came from, I have no computer training, okay? I don't even know how to use Photoshop. Like, using this equipment is mind-boggling for me. So I will give myself a little credit that I can press record, and you know, I can turn on the live recording. That's pretty cool. But you know, we were doing an assignment, and it was a very basic assignment, and we just had to make a tag for, I'm sorry, not a tag, we just had to make like a picture with some words on it for our show. And and I remember I didn't even know what I was doing, you know. So I, on my laptop, I opened Paint and I imported a picture and I started painting on it. And she looks over and she just starts laughing at me. And at first, you know, I didn't think it was very funny. And then, you know, I seen hers and it was perfect, you know, like it was perfect. And instantly I respected her, you know, and the fact that she's, and not only, okay, that sounded bad, she laughed at me, but she helped me, you know. So it's like, oh my goodness, like, you need some help, friend, you know. And it, that made me laugh. It was like a little bit of disappointment and happiness at the same time, you know. It was funny because I had so much respect for this person, just because, I don't know, we had been through, I had no idea who she was. I have no idea what walk of life she had come from, you know, what was her background, I didn't know anything about her. But we connected on the level that, you know, she made fun of my crappy work and then she helped me make it better, like hers, you know. And she's like, honestly, my only friend at Dominican. And it's kind of funny, you know, just I'll ask her questions, you know, about, you know, do you live on or off campus, you know. Like, me, I'm privileged with my scholarship. I live in the dorm, and obviously that I eat the dorm food, so that's, you know, free meals and a free stay. And so I wanted to ask her, you know, like, what was it, you know, what is it, do you live on or off campus? And she lived off campus, and it was interesting that how she made her situation work. And that's what was most astounding to me, is that I thought, you know, I had it, well, I just come here and it's just an expectation. I guess we need to lower our personal expectations for things, because they're not going to be everything we want and more. I mean, good and bad things are always going to happen, but we can't set our limits so high that we can't even, you know, they can't be reached. And just this place for me, you know, I just had some, it was probably just the adjustment or college students, but I could not sleep, and I still could not sleep. And, you know, I just asked her, what you do to sleep? Do you sleep around here, you know? And I'll just ask, you know, some of my teammates, maybe, you know, you like, you sleep, like, what do you do to, you know, make yourself tired? And so it's just, it's funny when you ask people questions and you don't exactly know the answer at all. That's what's funny. That's what I like about my friend so much, is she's so, it's because she's nothing that I would expect. And then, like, I got to meet her boyfriend, and it's just so, it's so interesting how, you know, everybody is different in our own way. And I honestly, I love it so much. It's, you know, if college wasn't such a hard adjustment, you know, it's everything about life. It's, you know, your relationship, like school, at sports, especially if you're an athlete. I mean, if you're coming just to Dominican for school, that's probably, honestly, I wouldn't even know what to say about that, because I've never just gone somewhere for school, and when I did, I failed all my classes, so I probably would not be the one to ask or to give any advice on, so I'm not. And I will say that being a student athlete, anyhow, it's interesting how, you know, well, if I don't sleep and if I don't eat, I am going to be very, 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 very cranky. And I've just experienced that in the short amount of time that I've been here. Recently, it's just, you know, it's hard finding that balance inside of yourself when you leave everything, you know. Like, how barely, I just want to walk my dog, you know. But that's an adjustment, you know. You know, it's the little things, but it's about growth is what I'm learning. It's all about growth. We're not going to be able to have what we want all the time. We're not going to be able to be happy all the time, you know. He's got to do what it takes. If you think you're doing what you want, you've got to know what it takes. You've got to do what it takes. It's about trial and error, you know? Like, I might not be able to do this. Or that's one thing that, you know, I get myself on. It's really easy for us to get stuck inside of our own heads, you know? And that's one thing that Dominican is really helping me to understand, is we have to find it inside of ourselves. Whatever it is, and we can't rely or depend on other people for happiness, you know. It's literally, it's your life. It is your life. You can't even, and it's funny, nobody can say nothing to you because it's in your head, you know. It's like, I can reach out to hundreds of people and ask them hundreds of questions, you know. How can I make, you know, how can I do this, or, you know, how can I do that? And they give me an answer. But it's so funny, it's like, you know, when you try to answer yourself a question and you just keep going in circles, you know, you don't really know what the answer is. And it's for me, is what's so comical is that, I mean, I believe that I'm a happy person, you know, when you find those people that are just, I'm one of those people that, you know, sings really loud in the middle of the parking lot or something, you know. I mean, I'm not a shy person, you know. I'm outgoing. I like to talk to people. I like to, you know, I like my experience with people. And being here, being such a happy person, and then you know, coming somewhere new, adjusting, man, it really is so interesting. I find myself, you know, when I ask people, you know, what makes you happy here, you know, like, it's, for me, it's just quite funny how our experiences, they really change us, and they really shape us. And what do you need to learn from this experience, you know? It's interesting. I get confused because, you know, people say, you do what makes you happy, you know? Like, if you have to make a choice, decide on what makes you happy. How are we supposed to know, you know? Like, how am I supposed to know what's going to make me happy later, you know? I'm just going to try everything until something works. Like, that's the way we've got to do it. It's got to be trial and error. We've got to really dig down deep inside of ourselves and find something that makes us happy. And if you don't know, I feel bad for you, because I'm in the same spot, man. Like, everything that I thought, you know, that's what it's even funnier about life. All the things that you think, you know, like, get you through, and then one day they just don't anymore. I think that's hilarious. Like, you can do one thing your whole life, and then all of a sudden it just doesn't mean the same to you anymore. Like, or everything that you thought meant something to you, and then you find out it just doesn't. Like, how can, that's just it's dumbfounding for me. Like, logical thinking, or I wish I really got to be like, maybe I should, like, seriously do some, like, I don't know, what was like, self-help books or something, like, something to get my mind wrapped around the fact that, I don't know, it's not everything that you want it to be. It's never going to be anything that you want it to be. It's never going to be exactly what you want. It's never going to be just the right temperature. It's never going to be, you know, it's literally all about adaptation. Literally, it's all about adaption. How are you gonna do what you gotta do to get it done? That's it. And bottom line, I have to make you happy eventually, but you're not gonna be happy initially, you know? I was the happiest person I've ever met in my life until, you know, you go through something a little difficult, and it's gonna change you. It's gonna change you. Either for the better or for the worse, it's up for you to decide. but it's going to change you, and you've got to realize, you, is that something that you want? You know, what do you want, right? That's what you've got to ask yourself. And if you don't know what you want, I feel bad for you, because I don't know what I want either, and I don't want anybody to feel the way I do. So find what makes you happy and do it. DJ Risqué will be right back. I'm going to play a song that makes me really happy, because I need some uplift right now. So it's 2:45. DJ Risqué will be right back. I'll leave you with some Beyonce.
If I ain't got nothing, I got you. If I ain't got something, I don't give a damn, 'cause I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Darling, you got enough for the both of us. So come on, baby, make love to me when my days look low. Hold me in close and don't let me go. Make love to me, so when the world's at war, that our love heals us all. Right now, baby, make love to me. About guns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I fall up, realize I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low. Help me let down my guard. Make love to me.
Okay, That was Beyonce, One Plus One. I'm pretty obsessed with that song. I don't know why, but I love it a lot. And I hope that that song possibly made you smile. I hope it did. I don't necessarily think it's, you know, for anybody else. It could be. I love the beat, and I love Beyonce's voice, man. She speaks to my soul in a way that you would not even know. But I'll come back. This is DJ Risqué. If you've been, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Coping on the Court. Although today is maybe not so much about the court, but maybe just the coping part. Just, you know, we all go through change, and recently I've been going through a lot in myself, and it's very interesting. You know, how when we find when we try to find our happiness inside of ourselves, what that is really like, and how people in our lives, how they add, or, you know, how if they add or they take away from our happiness. We have to, you know, decide whether if those people are meant to be in our lives, or if we were just supposed to learn a lesson from them and then push them to the side. Or I'm not really sure. It's just what I'm learning is this. It's all about what's going to make you happy. You know, what are you going to do that is going to allow you to be happy every day, or what is going to allow you to be happy with what you are doing? And I feel like that is what, is a hard pill to swallow, really. Especially for myself, when, obviously, I don't know, I could have been the happiest person in the world before, and you start to go through something and it takes a little bit away from you. And in that, you know, we've got to find how to build ourselves back up. You know, find the happiness within inside ourselves. Just knowing what are you doing if what you're doing is not going to make you happy in the future, or if what you're doing is not, you know, leading you to what you want to do, or is not helping you find. It's just what's funny. You know, it's hard to decide. You know, obviously, each one of our own lives is our own lives, and you really got to find, you know, what makes your ship float, but what makes you want to stay on the ship. You know, like, I'm gonna jump ship because this ship sucks. Like, you know, like, I don't want my ship to suck. Like, I mean, my ship maybe have a hole or two in it right now, but I'm like figuring out a way to, you know, plug the holes, and that's a challenge for sure. And especially for, you know, me, somebody that I've always thought that, you know, people could always, you know, lean on me for happiness or support. And it's kind of interesting, you know, when you go from, it's like a 180, when you go from being the person that you thought you were to the person that you've always tried to help, or you've always tried to be there for. And I feel like that is the biggest learning experience for me, is really thinking you knew who you were before an experience, going through an experience or still going through the experience, and adapting and finding yourself again. And for me, that's probably one of the biggest journeys that I'm going on, is it's not really that I've lost myself. It's just obviously we all change over the years, and as more we get older, the more mature or more immature we get. I don't know, it just depends on you. For me, it's like 50-50. I'm never gonna really grow up, but I get a little bit more mature when, like, I don't know, like, you hold the door open for a lady. Maybe that's not mature, it's more like respect, but excuse me. sorry, back to maturity. I'm coughing on the radio and choking. I love the fact that well, probably my favorite thing about Dominican is I think people understand, well, especially the teachers here understand, and that's what I respect the most, is that everybody, we all have our own, you know, every student, we all have our own, obviously we all have our own lives, but the ways that we tick, you know. And And for me, it's very interesting. I've got five classes, and my five professors, each one of them are very, very unique in each way. And it's funny how, even the fact that I've never met any one of these people in my life, other than, you know, when I came here, and that these people my professors primarily, and one or two of my classmates. But how the professors, well, obviously they went to college if they're going to be a professor, but it's funny how it's almost like my professors, they like look into my soul. It's weird. I wish I could explain it to somebody, but whenever it's like my professor asks me how I am, it's he can see it in my face that I'm not there, or I'm not normal. And for me, it blows my mind. Like, I barely know this person. I've never seen this person outside of school before, and this person legitimately cares about my well-being. And it's kind of scary how the things that we think in our life, maybe, I don't know, just a perfect example for you, you know? This has been probably the hardest time in my life. I'm 22 years old, and I've been through some stuff, man. Like, it's almost sad that to say that this is the hardest thing I've ever been through. Being like what I've been through, it's funny. It's just in comparison. What is the level? What is the scale? You know, of bad or how? What is our own interpretation of bad? You know, or sad or mad or anything but happy. And for me, that was a big learning turn, a big learning point for me, is that I'm not going to be happy. You know, I'm not always going to be happy, but I have to, you know, there is people that care. Like, it's incredible. As soon as you think, you know, you don't have any support, you just got to turn around. You just got to look behind you. You know, there's somebody there. And even if you wouldn't even know it, like, it's miraculous. I went home for a day, and it was in the morning. Is a okay? I'll be honest with you. It was my girlfriend's birthday, so I went home, and I get a call from one of my professors, and you know, she just asked me, you know, how are you? What are you doing today? And I just cried, man. Like, that person, like, she had no idea what I was going through, but she went out of her way to call me. You know, it's just funny how it's one of my best friends. He says to me all the time, you know, we all live our separate realities, and we can't control what we can't control, and you just got to do the best that you can every single day. And I think the coolest thing about life is the people in the life. Excuse me. And it's the people that we learn from, and that we are changed, we experience, and the relationships that we make, and the people that we grow with, even the teachers. It's funny because we, in our lifetime, when you think about it, you know, in high school, the friends that you think were going to be your friends for the rest of your life, you know, and that's funny. Perfect example for you as well. I had these friends in high school that I was best friends with for 3 years, and I'm really happy I didn't get this tattoo. But we all were planning on getting a tattoo. Zoo Crew, that was the name of our group. We call ourselves the Zoo Crew, and it was funny because literally right after high school, like, they never spoke to each other. It's like I seen them, I don't know, maybe at like the grocery store. But it's funny how, you know, as soon as high school's over, and as soon as you don't have to be together anymore, who really stays by your side, you know? And that's another cool thing I think that is interesting about college, you know, is you meet so many people, and especially for me going to college, you know, mommy and daddy don't help me with anything, and it's just so funny to see all the people and all the, I don't know, it's very similar to high school. Like, you know, the kids that pull up in their really nice fancy cars, and then I know you have the kids that like ride their bikes and scooters to school because mom doesn't want to drive them or something. Just like, you know, obviously it's probably at every school, but it's funny to see how, you know, each of the students, I don't know how they react. Like, how I didn't know how to use any of the computers, and I guess in San Rafael, all the high schools, like, they were required to use Adobe Audition and Illustrator, and I had never even heard of that before. It's kind of funny how, to me anyway, how, I don't know, this place is, I guess I'm just kind of like mind blown, you know, like, pew. But this place is so, it's so interesting, and I guess I learned a statistic not too long ago that San Rafael, Marin, is like one of the most expensive counties to live in, and that kind of blew my mind. You know, it's like, wow, I've got a really cool opportunity. You know, somebody in this really nice place thought that maybe they could use me for, I don't know, something that my work ethic would fit well with them. And it's just funny, you know, how that works. All of my dreams and all my ambitions and all my wants, how quickly, you know, you can question them. How quickly we look back and say, hey, like, was that really what I want? Or is that really going to make me happy? I don't know. I guess that's the best part of life, you know, trial and error, and seeing what's going to work for you, what's not going to work, what's going to hurt you, what's not going to hurt you. Obviously, we don't really know what's going to hurt us until it hurts us. But I guess that's the beauty of it. The unknown. I guess that's the most beautiful and the most scary thing at the same time. You know, it's things that we don't know. And well, I just think that I'm just learning that we need to do what makes us happy. Honestly, because if you're not happy, it's gonna tear apart everything around you. It's gonna tear apart yourself, mostly. And that's what is most important, is yourself. So I really believe that, you know, if you're having a tough day, like, I don't know, hug somebody, tell yourself that you're awesome, and like you like love yourself or something, like, because I love you, and I want you to be happy, because I don't want anybody to be sad, because sadness isn't fun, nor is depression. So on that note, you were listening to DJ Risqué, and I'm going to leave you with this song, and it's a good song. I got you. I'll read it to you. All right. I would like to wish everybody a happy Thursday. I will talk to you next Thursday. DJ Risqué out.
I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope that it's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you get the pretty girls that's pretty at everything. $1 million cribs, having $1 million dreams. And when you get it all, just remember one thing. Remember one thing, that one man could change the world. That one man could change the world. All I wanted was $100 million and a bad chick. Imagine this, a Muslim nice, it felt like that I had it. Back on the mattress, staring at the ceiling, try connected dots, but it's all making those attachments. I'm talking dreaming so hard, some nights it felt like draft day. You know, my stepbrother used to flip them bags outside the crib like it was trash day. No Kim K, but he bagged, yeah, yeah. But when you're getting fast money, slow down, don't crash. With all the drive in the world, swear you still need gas. Look, think about it. Close your eyes, dream about it. Tell your team about it. Go make $1 million schemes about it. Success is on the way, I feel it in the distance. Used to look up at the stars and be like, ain't too much that's different. I be shining, they be shining. Get your one shot, don't you miss it. What you know by waking up every day like you on a mission? And I hope you learn to make it on your own. And if you love yourself, just know you'll never be alone. I hope that you get everything you want and that you chose. I hope and that's the realest thing that you ever know. Hope you.
Fresh, fab, and world famous radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.